Blood and destruction shall be so in use, and dreadful objects so familiar, that mothers shall but smile when they behold their infants quartered with the hands of war. All pity choked with custom of fell deeds, and Caesar's spirit ranging for revenge, with eight by his side, come hot from hell, shall in these confines with a monarch's voice cry, "Havoc!" and let slip the dogs of war, that this foul deed shall smell above the earth. Julius Caesar by William Shakespeare.
More than half the population is fully vaccinated. There is no inoculation from the violence tonight. More than 100 people have died in a week of clashes, including 27 children. CTV's Joyce Napier has the latest.
After a night of Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, Palestinians bury their dead, children, civilians, and Hamas militants alike, as calls for revenge grow louder. Hamas promising it will continue to launch rockets on Israeli cities. The decision to launch rockets, said this Hamas military spokesman, is easier for us than drinking water. Rockets that sent Israelis running for cover east of Tel Aviv, and even catching some unaware, like this man watching television in his living room when one hit his building. Israel's prime minister promising this evening, "We will extract a heavy price from Hamas." Earlier, hundreds attended the funeral of a 21-year-old Israeli soldier killed by a missile launched from Gaza. Israeli forces gathered at the Gaza border are attacking the strip from the ground as fears of a full-fledged invasion grow. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome, has so far intercepted 90% of Palestinian rockets. And the IDF has already attacked hundreds of targets, he said. We will soon exceed 1,000, and we continue to strike Hamas while defending our citizens. But violence has poured over into Israeli cities where Jewish and Arab mobs clashed. Now a curfew is in place. Mobs seen here attacking a man they believe is an Arab. In another town, a Jewish man was attacked by Arab youths, the prime minister promising to send in more police and soldiers to keep the peace. Egypt is serving as mediator in this latest escalation. Officials met with Hamas leaders and later held talks with Israeli officials, but the fighting only intensified, Lisa, with Israel ordering the mobilization of an additional 9,000 reservists.
Wow, another escalation. All right, Joyce Napier in Ottawa tonight.
I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not an expert in Jewish and Palestinian relations. I'm only a bystander up in a northern country. Albert Einstein had a theory. He was asked what kind of weapons are going to be used in World War III, and he said, "I don't know. But I know World War IV will have weapons that are sticks and stones." So what do we have going on here? We have over 100 dead in Gaza. We have 6 to 7 people dead in Israel. We have the end of Ramadan celebrations and the start of Jewish holidays. And all these coincided to one of the biggest bang-ups that we've seen. I do not know if a year has gone by where Israel was at peace. I'm trying to think back. I don't. Right back to 1948 when they were made, it seems like they're always at war. There's no doubt from the stories I've heard that the people in Palestine aren't being treated well. They can't leave. They can't go out into the sea. They're behind the wall. It makes you pause what kind of life they have. On the other hand, the people in Israel were being bombed and rockets flaring into Tel Aviv. And they fought to protect themselves. Once again, I'm not an expert. This is just what I see. This is what I'm trying to parse out here. So I was on a Zoom conference today, and two Jewish people were talking about what's happened. And one Jewish person, he was all in favor of a two-state solution. He said, Israel has a right to exist. There should be a two-state solution to help the Palestinians. He fully believed that they were also getting a raw deal. The other guy said, no, one-state solution. And the other Jewish guy said, what? He says, yes, this is what should happen. The people in Palestine should be given Israel citizenship. Let them out of there and let them become part of Israel, which should be secular. The Jewish population will still outnumber the Palestinians. He said there shouldn't be a problem. If everybody had the right to citizenship and to a vote and to work, in his opinion, that would calm the area. The other guy with the two-state solution, he was against that idea. Me personally, while I was listening to the conversation, I was intrigued by this one-state solution. You could bring it, the rationale could be like in the United States. You brought in people from Africa who were slaves and didn't have the right to vote. They eventually got the right to vote. While there is still a lot of problems in the United States, no doubt, about racism, it helps go a long way to curing the ills of that society. Would that work out in Israel? I'm not sure, but it's intriguing. I've never heard of the one-state solution before, so that was very intriguing to me. On the flip side, some people who are probably relishing what's happening between Israel and Palestine are the evangelists down in the southern U.S. There was a poll done by the Pew Research Center. And a Lifeway poll found that 80% of evangelicals believe that the creation of Israel in 1948 was a fulfillment of biblical prophecy that would bring about Christ's return. Percent of those aged 65 and older said the fulfillment of prophecy was an important factor in their support for Israel. In a follow-up question, 12% of respondents said the fulfillment of prophecy was the most important reason they supported the state of Israel. As you know, the United States gives billions of dollars to help maintain the state of Israel. A third of the polling people pointed to the promise made to Abraham. 45% of poll respondents said the Bible was the biggest influence on their views about Israel. 11 times as many people as those who said that their church was the biggest influence. So we have this unrest in Israel, and some evangelicals are foaming at the mouth, thinking this is a rapture, and 144,000 of them will rise up into the sky and live forever in heaven, or come back down to earth to start again. Well, I would suggest that somebody could float a rumor, maybe on Facebook, that the 144,000 people who are going to be raptured will come out of Palestine. And in order for an evangelical to get to Palestine, they have to replace a Palestinian. So we could take theoretically 144,000 people who think the way they do, that they want a war. We could put them into Palestine and take 144,000 people out. That might go a long way to making some peace. Now, with those guys in Palestine, let's just use this as a thought project. Would they in turn go to war against Israel to hasten the arrival of Jesus Christ? Makes one wonder. Now, I and you and most people in the world, we have eyes on Israel and Palestine. We know the trouble. We know the... So, we have the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who was seen by a lot in the Western world as a right-wing politician who, as soon as he's not Prime Minister, will be facing charges of bribery and the way he's dealt with money and his family's dealt with money. So he will be getting a trial. Right now they're trying to form a government in Israel. With this war started, all of a sudden the coalitions, some of them are back in the talks with Netanyahu in light of the Jewish-Arab clashes. The more Hamas throws rockets out of the Palestinian territory into Tel Aviv and Israel, I would suggest the more that Netanyahu will remain prime minister. Now, I can't say for sure. I'm just saying. So this has caused quite a bit of controversy, especially in the United States. President Biden saying that he supports the right of Israel. Other politicians are coming out saying that Israel should stop putting the Palestinians under their boots. So I suggest everybody's going to have to take a look at this situation and come up with some kind of agreement. The UN seems paralyzed to do such a thing. There's money flowing in from Qatar into Palestinians' territory. So, you know, what might be the best, and if Hamas wasn't there and Netanyahu wasn't there, would there be peace? That I couldn't tell you. Something to think about, though. But most of us don't have a dog in this fight, except for the fact two major religions, three including the Christians, are out in Israel. That area has been a bastion of hatred and of defense and aggressiveness. I'd have to think long and hard about the one-state solution. If there was no border, would it work? I don't know. I'm just bringing you this up to what I experienced today, especially with two people of Jewish faith arguing about what is best. Take care. This has been North of 48.